Mid-mornings with Lee Chambers. Cambridge 105.
That's building a bridge to your heart by Wax, which is for my guest, Chris Carr, the Hearing Healthcare Centre. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Choosing wax in particular, because earwax is what you want to talk about today.
That's correct, yes.
Before you do that, let's just remind ourselves about the Hearing Healthcare Centre. What do you do?
Well, we deal with every aspect to do with hearing, which is to look after people who want to protect their hearing, deal with, as we're mentioning today, the wax issues. We also help people with tinnitus and obviously with hearing problems by using amplification of the appropriate type.
And do you get many people coming to you with earwax problems?
We are now, yes. In the past, our previous governing body was very strict on what we could and couldn't do, but that's changed now. We're under the Health and Care Professions Council, who allow us to do anything that's associated with the practice that we're doing, provided we've had the proper training to do so. And so we've now, for the last 5 years, really, 4 or 5 years, been able to take wax out of ears where wax is a problem.
And is it a common problem?
It is. It's not something that everybody suffers, because ears are naturally self-cleaning. And it's quite an interesting mechanism as to how the ears work. But obviously, wax can be a problem in the same way as some people can perspire more than others. The wax glands are a form of a sweat gland, but producing a much stickier substance, which we call wax, is actually the most antiseptic product the body produces, actually, so it's there for a purpose. And what it does is basically to help collect up the skin as it migrates from the eardrum out, which is the only part of the body where the skin moves rather than just come to the surface. So it migrates from the centre of the eardrum out towards the bowl of the ear. The wax is there to help collect up the loose skin and migrate with it out into the bowl of the ear where you wash it away. It also helps to protect against any damage that might occur to the ear as an antiseptic, and prevent wax dust and any foreign objects perhaps from getting down the ear.
So if you had a problem with wax, how would you know? Would it just be simply that suddenly you would things would sound a bit more muffled?
Yes, I mean, most people will tend to come to us when they suddenly feel that their hearing has gone dull on one side, and this can often be just a one-off situation where a fairly large quantity of wax has possibly been affected by going swimming and water has got into the ear, which can emulsify the wax and cause it to swell up and just block the ear canal. And that may just be a one-off situation. In some cases, obviously, it might be a persistent problem where the individual's metabolism creates far too much skin and wax debris and it begins to block the ear canal over a period of time. So that has to be then removed regularly.
So just a slight diversion there. If you do go swimming a lot, would you recommend wearing earplugs?
It's always a good idea, particularly if you're going on holiday to tropical areas, because there is more of a risk of picking up an infection in the ear canal. I think we mentioned this once before when we were talking about ear protection. So yes, it would be a good idea to prevent water getting down the ear, particularly if you have suffered with ear infections in the past.
So back to wax. If somebody comes to you and you identify that the problem is there's too much wax in their ear, what can you do to remove it?
There are three basic methods that we use. The most common is irrigation, where we use something similar to a dental pick, which is like a water jet with a pulsating water coming through an angle.
That's what I had, and this is my earwax story from 25 years ago. I had my ears, I think syringed was the,
yes.
And it sounds awful, but I have to say it was one of the most pleasurable experiences ever. It doesn't sound very nice, but warm water being shot into your ear, it was lovely.
Yes, and done correctly, it's a very
It was very
easy,
pleasant, and it gives
system.
You, I suppose, because it takes all the wax out, for about an hour you have the hearing of a cat. I could hear the squeak of my earring.
Yes.
My hearing was that refined.
Yes, it's the brain getting used to hearing again after being blocked for a time. Yes, I mean, the modern method now is using a device. It's an electrical pump system with a nozzle which is angled so that it squirts the water up towards the attic of the ear canal, so you're not jetting straight down the ear canal, which obviously if you did that it could push the wax further down. And this was developed some years ago, but that's the common practice unit now. The other method is using what we call a Jobson horn or a curette, which is like a metal probe with a little loop on the end that you can just scoop soft wax away from the ear canal gently using a microscope or what we call a loupe, which is like a head-worn microscope. And finally, the other method we use is microsuction, which is basically like a vacuum pump attached to a tube with a thin metal, like a cut-off syringe pipe, that we can then, again, using the head microscope, suck out the debris from the ear canal.
So you'd recommend going to an audiologist for this? This isn't something you can do at home with a cotton bud?
This is definitely not something to be recommended as home use.
And the cotton bud, is that must be your arch enemy.
Yes, the old adage that the GPs say, don't put anything smaller than your elbow down your ear, is definitely a good advice, because, the normal ear is self-cleaning. The skin migrates from the centre of the drum outwards in a spiral, and the wax is there to help collect the skin and migrate with it. So just normal ablutions should be fine. But where you do get problems, obviously, then you do need help, and it's not a good idea to try doing it yourself. One of the things that we have found is people who've been to practitioners using Hopi candles, and there's more debris that we find in the ears as a result of the burning paper and wax that's gone into the ear canal. There's no way that that is going to pull wax out of the ear, particularly if you're lying with the candle sticking upwards, because where else is all the debris going to go but down? The idea is the vacuum created by the heat is supposed to pull the wax out, but that isn't what happens.
Right, you're not a fan of this. Is it a Hopi candle, is
Hopi
it?
Hopi candle, yes. It's one of the treatments we've seen being used as a means of removing wax, but it actually compounds the problem.
And is there any way of preventing a buildup of wax? Because you want some wax in there. Is there any way of preventing
too much? There's no real actual solution. The best advice we give once we've removed the wax from somebody who does suffer from problems is to use olive oil once a week, just a small amount of olive oil, which will help to, if the skin is fairly dry, will help to keep the skin in a more malleable condition. At the very worst, it means that if there is a continuous build-up, that the wax is easier removed once the olive oil is there. Otherwise, if it's very dry and hard, we do have to send the person away to have olive oil treatment prior to removal, because it can be very difficult to move otherwise.
Now, when we talk about earwax, lots of people go, and shudder. For you, it's your bread and butter, really, isn't it? Well, I mean, I guess you're not,
it's part of the service
squeamish
we offer.
About
no,
it.
No, we see quite a lot of variable bits and pieces in the ear, and of course you can get different objects that can get shoved down ears. We haven't seen too many, but there have been people one occasion I recall of somebody finding a tooth, a milk tooth, which apparently and this was in a gentleman of about 60 or 70 years of age, and he remembers putting it in his ear because it fell out at an inconvenient time and he thought that would be a good place to put it until he could put it under his pillow and forgot about it.
To store it. I've never heard of the ear being used as storage like that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Chris. Is there anything else we should know about earwax? Is it just to keep an eye or an ear on it effectively and just monitor your own hearing,
I suppose. I mean, as I say, treat it as a normal thing. It's perfectly normal, but if you do have problems, then obviously seek professional advice. Don't try and treat it yourself.
And if people want to find out more about the Hearing Healthcare Centre, where should they go?
They can phone us on 01223 360 700, or they can find us on our website, www.hearinghealthcarecentre.co.uk.
Thanks, Chris. And you'll come back in a month or so, we'll talk about another ear-related issue.
Of course.